The Birth of Rustam. First half of the 15th century, Herat School. The miniature is executed for the Shahnameh of Abulkasim Ferdowsi. This work is a facsimile copy of the miniature from the manuscript kept in the Museum of Turkish and Islamic Art in Turkey. The masterpiece of Persian literature, Shahnameh, the Book of Kings, was written by the Persian poet Abulkasim Ferdowsi in the early 11th century. Created within 35 years, the poem consists of almost 60,000 couplets. Its volume is twice as much as the Iliad and the Odyssey combined. Ferdowsi included in the poem 1,000 couplets written by his predecessor Dakiki, who died in his youth and couldn't manage to complete his work. Covering the lives of 50 monarchs, the Shahnameh is conventionally divided into three parts: mythological, heroic, and historical, and include the history of Iran from ancient times to the penetration of Islam in the 7th century. The poem is written entirely in Persian at a time when Arabic was the primary language of science and literature. Thus, Ferdowsi contributed to the flourishing and spread of the Persian language in the world. A native of Sistan, the hero Rustam is one of the most beloved figures in the Shahnameh epic. He was called up for the military service at the Shah Kaikavus Palace and distinguished himself by complete loyalty to the motherland and king. Ferdowsi gives the image of Rustam one of the important places in his poem, gifting his personality the best qualities of a human being. The uncompromising will, strength, and courage of the hero Rustam can be judged by the description given to him at birth. None had seen a thing so strange. The babe was like a lion, a hero tall and fair to look upon. According to the epic Rudaba, the mother of Rustam couldn't give birth to such a big child on her own. Therefore, her husband Zal calls for help the magical bird Simurgh, who orders to summon the clairvoyant and in the meantime intoxicate the woman in labor with wine. The healer, as Simurgh said, would cut an incision in the Rudaba's side, extract the baby, and then sew up the womb of the moon-faced beauty. In order for the wound to heal faster, Simurgh suggested Zal to apply a healing mixture to Rudaba's belly and then rub the scar with a magic feather that Simurgh had pulled out of her wing. In the center of the miniature, the scene of birth of the hero Rustam is depicted. The healer pulls a large baby out of Rudaba's side. Exhausted from agony and suffering, the intoxicated Princess Rudaba lies with her arms spread out to the sides. That adds truth and realism to the miniature scene. In the upper right part of the composition sits the gray-haired Zal, worried about his wife. He is portrayed in a blue robe and with a crown on his head. In the left part of the miniature, next to the woman in labor, the healer extracts the baby from Rudaba's abdomen by the caesarean section. Above Rudaba's head, the princess's mother, Sindak, is portrayed supporting her daughter. In the bottom right corner, there is a fire burning in the brazier, and a dagger lies next to the healer. The magical feather of the Simurgh bird is depicted at the bottom of the miniature. In the upper left corner, there are three vessels on a small table. The left page of the book is half consists of the calligraphic text and half of the illustration.